Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live on a very hot summer afternoon in Seattle, Washington. We are weather wimps out here. And what can I say? That's why we live here. So welcome. I am always thrilled to be here. The Om Times community is amazing. And it's a wonderful place for us all to share our natural, intuitive, and healing abilities. My work and my show are about helping you to really love yourself, which it's really the most important thing out there. And by loving yourself, helping you tap your natural, intuitive, and healing abilities so they can support you and your family in your daily life, in your work life, and adding that energy to support the rest of the world in its continuing effort to grow in love and in connection with each other. So I'm here every week to talk about a variety of subjects. You are more than welcome to call in with a question, a comment, or to get a quick reading. And that would be 202-570-7057. And I know a lot of people are shy, so you are more than welcome to email me at robinfritz.com, RobynFritz.com, robin@robinfritz.com. Send me a question you'd like me to look at or a comment. I have an upcoming show where I'm going to deal with a lot of emails that I've received from people, so it's going to be a fun show. But today I have a very, very special guest. I'm deeply honored to welcome Elizabeth Kipp to the show. Elizabeth is a stress management expert and an ancestral clearing practitioner, and we will have this amazing conversation with her in a few moments. But first, I'd like to open the show with a quick grounding and balancing meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, extremely rare crystal, and also an ancient power crystal, which I learned about when he came back into my life back in 2009. So Fallon is a healer, a truth bringer, and I get emails all the time from people who see pictures of him on my website and then immediately start connecting with him. So in this brief connection here, I'm inviting you to connect with the energy of this ancient crystal, however your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, you may hear him chat with you, you may feel his energy, or if your intuition runs towards knowing, just know that you're connected with him in this hour. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're going to connect mind, body, and spirit together, and we're going to run an energy line down from the top of your body and back up again to the bottom of your feet and back up again. And just welcome that connection in clearing energy, clearing out everything that got in your way today so that you can share this time with us, whether you're listening live or in the archives. So as you breathe down from the top of your head, breathe down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel that energy line just rushing through, clearing you out. And now as you're breathing up from your feet, you're welcome to welcome that healing energy that is Fallon into your body, if you will, or just to experience it, breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. And I always tell people, you might experience a crown chakra opening, and you may feel a little lightheaded. That's fine. We'll close you down at the end of the hour. Just enjoy that connection. And so today, as we leap into our subject here, in my great honor to welcome Elizabeth Kipp. Elizabeth is a health facilitator specializing in stress and chronic pain management. She knows what she's talking about because she's been there personally. She's not someone talking to you because of her training. Well, because, yes, because of her training, but not just because of that, because Elizabeth has experienced chronic pain. She's dealt with it for many years, and she knows what she's talking about. So she has an awful lot to offer us today. She's also a specialist in addiction recovery, meditation, Kundalini yoga. I mean, my gosh, she has a tremendous knowledge bank that she's drawing on. And today we're going to talk about ancestral clearing, stress, and chronic pain. You know, the idea is that family patterns can affect our lives because we're born carrying both the gifts and the challenges of our ancestors. And they can play out as repetitive patterns that show up in our daily lives and challenge us body, mind, and spirit. And ancestral clearing is a way to clear out the burdens from our ancestors and boost our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it's an amazing topic. So Elizabeth is a best-selling author, a KRI-certified Kundalini yoga teacher, NEFT tapping practitioner, and ancestral clearing practitioner. So, oh my gosh, Elizabeth, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's an honor to be here. I'm happy to have a chance to present this to your listeners.
I know. People are going to be fascinated by the conversation. And don't mind me, the background noise with fans running here trying to keep us cool enough to talk here. So, Elizabeth, tell listeners about your work, about how you came to what you're doing now.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Robin. I had an accident when I was 14. I fell off a rock and broke the fifth lumbar in my back, split it in half. And anyway, the front part of it slipped forward 80% and took the leg nerves with it. And we had a heck of a time stabilizing that. I've had four surgeries, and three of those were fusions, spinal fusions. We finally got it to stick, but I never, I had all this pain, and every time I had surgery, I got more pain instead of less. And in an attempt for the doctors to, given the knowledge that they had, to help me, survive the, they really felt that they were improving my quality of life by prescribing benzodiazepines, which is anti-anxiety medicine, and opiates for pain relief. The problem with that, and I was on those for 32 years until I finally found a doctor who was able to detox me and give me another way to live other than just opiates and benzos.
Right.
So
a timely subject for us today with the talk of the opioid crisis in America.
I lived under three different paradigms, medical paradigms, in the late 70s and early 80s. It was like, well, we'll give you pain medicine, but we're not going to give you enough because we're worried about addiction. So I never, they gave me medication, but it never handled the pain. I was always, so that just kind of made it worse. And then in the 90s and the 2000s up until 2013, it was, we don't care about addiction. Here's all the medication that you can handle. was, you know, and they just kept upping my dose. And
right.
And I ended up on quite a lot of fentanyl on top of the benzos. So it was, anyway, I was very sick, and I got to a point where I was like, you know, I'd rather just deal with the pain and not all the effects of this medication. And then the trick was getting off it.
Right.
So I went through the detox, and during the detox, I went to a chemical dependency hospital and they had a chronic pain management program. And during the detox, in the midst of that program, they had a gentleman there, John Newton, who did ancestral clearing. I didn't know what ancestral clearing was. I have a scientific background. So when I walked into the pain track room, yes, I was detoxing off the medication, and I took my science mind in there to see what the doctors were up to, right? How are they treating us and all that, right? And
right.
He came in John came in and passed around a piece of paper, and we read it, and he asked us what our pain levels were before we read, and we were all, there was maybe 20 of us in the room, and everybody's pain level on a scale of 0 to 10 was like, you know, 8 and above up to 20, right?
Wow.
So everybody was really hurting, including me. We sat and we read the prayer on the piece of paper, and I had no idea what was coming, but in the middle of reading the prayer, I felt the room shift.
Oh, interesting.
And energetically, and because I was detoxing, I figured it was me.
Right.
I didn't actually trust my senses, right? So anyway, but then I noticed that my pain was starting to abate. And I went, oh, this is actually real. I'm not imagining all this, right? And when we finished silently reading the prayer, he said, what's everybody's pain level? And everybody's was 5 or below. And I knew in that moment, because I felt it myself and I had felt the room shift and went, oh, this is real. I'm not just imagining all this. I said in that moment, wow, I don't know what this is, but whatever it is, if it's reproducible and he teaches how to do it, I'm going to learn what this is, right?
And that makes sense. Right. Yes. It makes sense. Now, so here's a question that a lot of people I know is running through listeners' minds. One, is it the power of suggestion, which is powerful? Is
mm-hmm.
it
sure.
The fact that you were accepted as having pain and they were treating you respectfully? Is it hope on the part of people? I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that could be part of what happened in that room. And, you know, one of the biggest ones that a lot of us would point to is you had a group of people who were anxious and ready for something to shift, which just shows, which is really great to be around positive people, right?
Yes. Yeah. Let me speak to that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
Because we had, an interesting mix in the room. I didn't know. I kind of went in with a neutral mind because I was ready to, it's kind of like a sponge, right? Whatever you have, I'll see if it works for me. I didn't say it's going to work for me. If it works for me, it's kind of where my mindset was. Let's see if it works for me. Because, you know, all of us walked in that were sitting in that room were what they call hickory nut cases, where other doctors don't know what to do with us. We've been in pain for a long time. So we've got a lot of letdown and disappointment, and we've tried everything and nothing works. So most of us in that room were like, well, this isn't going to work because nothing else has. So that was part of what we had to clear. And that was interesting to me that we cleared that stuff, right? And I would say probably 85 to 90% of the people in the room got help, but there were a couple that didn't. And their deal was, it doesn't matter what you do, I'm not going to get better. That was their stand. They took a stand there, right? That's a powerful prayer. You hear me?
Right. So you're saying these people decided there was just nothing that was going to help them, and so they blocked what was going to help them.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So we kind of saw, I had a chance to, you know, as a scientist, I'm kind of, where's the pattern and what's happening here? What are the observations and what can I see? And now prayer is not something, well, I think there has been some observational data that's been done scientifically, but, you know, here's the thing. Science, we live in the all that is. And the scientific method lives in a part of the all that is, which is in itself limiting by definition. Healing happens in the all that is, not just in the science part, right? So it's important that we don't get hung up on that.
Okay, explain that again to people.
Yeah. So the universe, we live in the universe, right? Science.
Right.
Only science can only talk about things that it can measure, quantify, or qualitatively or quantitatively. So therefore, it's limiting, self-limiting by definition. However, we live in the universe. We live in the science world, and we live in the universe. So healing happens across the universe, not just in the science world. So doctors come to us from a scientific point of view. That's not the only healing modality that's out there. That's, you know, they're awesome, and they're really awesome at kind of like, you know, trauma, right, like somebody just had an accident, first aid, trauma kind of stuff. But chronic stuff, we're not so good at that, right? So, you know, we bring in lots of other modalities, and it's important for people that are healing to understand that you don't have to live, you can heal from chronic pain. Doctors don't tell you that.
Right.
Doctors told us.
Well, we're going to have to hold that thought. Yeah, we're going to have to hold that thought, and we're going to talk about chronic pain. We've got a break happening here. We'll be back in a moment with Elizabeth Kipp talking about chronic pain and ancestral clearing. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington, and we're talking with my special guest today, Elizabeth Kipp, who is a stress management expert and an ancestral clearing practitioner. And Elizabeth knows chronic pain as a patient, as a human being, and she also knows it from the standpoint of how to resolve it, which involves moving beyond the strictly medical model, which is what we were just talking about. So, Elizabeth, yes, hi, welcome back. And we were talking about the limitations of, well, really life, right? But certainly the medical profession has such tremendous things at its beck and call. I mean, my parents had life-saving surgeries. I just had cataract surgery. It's amazing what they can do. But dealing with chronic pain is something else again. It's not something they can put a medical finger on and say, this comes from this. So those of us who suffered from chronic pain for days, weeks, or years, we can get frustrated because we don't know where the answer is, where we can get desperate and we can reach for everything, which is dangerous in itself. So talk about chronic pain, Elizabeth. Tell us what it is. Tell us how the model that you're working with goes beyond basic medicine.
Well, thank you. I'm going to start here by just defining chronic pain. Chronic pain is any pain that's felt, physical, emotional, spiritual, it doesn't matter, to the brain. It's all those things send a signal. It hurts to the brain. Any pain that's felt for 15 days or more out of 30 is for 3 months or more is chronic. 25% of all Americans, the NIH estimates 25% of all Americans across the board, age and socioeconomically, have chronic pain. That includes kids. The World Health Organization estimates a sixth of the world population has chronic pain. So you get an idea of the scope of the problem. Now, you said something really important. First of all, the medical model, our medical models are, as I said, are very good at trauma, like immediate trauma, but things that hang on for a while, we're not so well trained in. And doctors are generally not trained in chronic pain. With the opiate crisis now, doctors are
proving that,
to cut back on medication, but they don't have an answer, right? They don't have, they haven't been trained in other ways of clearing chronic pain. So patients are ending up stuck in the middle here, which is kind of unfortunate. Now, the message is you don't have to live with chronic pain for the rest of your life. And the doctors told me, they looked at me and they said, this is what they said, you will be in level 7 out of 10 pain for the rest of your life 24/7, and you will be in a wheelchair when you're 40. They told me that.
Yeah.
So this is why I say, They're coming from the scientific point of view, and they have forgotten their science, which is all probabilities. It's not yes and no and black and white.
Right.
It's maybe. It's a lot of maybe. So that probability is important for everybody to realize. The odds are that you'll have this problem, but they didn't leave a window of hope open for me. Right. So fortunately, I knew what the scientific method was, and I knew that it was probabilities he was working with.
Well, you are a scientist, so that helps. But for the average person to hear something like that, you can imagine the devastation, you know, and the lack of self-worth that comes with it. Why can't I be like other people?
And that just go ahead. I was just going to say that.
Go ahead. I was just going to make a rude comment. And we don't need that. Yeah. But you know, the truth of it is, those of us who've suffered from severe chronic pain, I used to make a joke about how you'd watch something on TV and you'd see a Hollywood celebrity complain about something. And I'm like, come on, you know, it's like a hangnail compared to what I'm going through. So we can also be arrogant in our pain.
as well as righteous.
Right. People, it's like, come on, I'm worse off than you. Or like, come on, you know, you're lucky that you only have a hangnail kind of thing. But the whole thing is, how are you going to look out and research and find a solution to your pain by challenging what's out there?
Yeah, part of the problem with chronic pain is that it changes the brain. So the brain has a much more negative, we're a lot more reactive. We go into fight or flight mode a lot more quickly. Our stress response gets out of whack, and we have a much more negative mind, so that our self-esteem goes down, and what's wrong with me, and we get into victim mode, and that's an issue.
Right.
That's like a vestige of chronic pain.
Well, so it adds to it, right? It's the spiritual component.
But it's actually what the brain, you can see it in the brain. You can actually, they've actually seen this stuff, this tendency, these grooves in the brain. So when we come to heal chronic pain, we have to bring modalities that heal that, the changes in the brain. And
right.
One of the things that heals them is ancestral clearing. Another one is meditation. Another one is yoga or qigong. So these are all modalities. Opiates don't do the trick. They cover it up and make it worse, right? They cover it up. So it doesn't heal it. It just makes it stay longer, right? So we need to a whole new approach here with chronic pain. So go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I want to work with the ancestor clearing, but I also want to say this. When, as chronic pain patients, and I know because I was one and I did it myself, when we're constantly looking for where's the answer, we're looking out there, and we're not learning to sit with where we are and accept that I have a lot of sensation in the body right now and I'm okay with that. When we judge where we are, it makes it worse and it locks it in even more. So part of our spiritual journey with chronic pain is to learn to accept where we are. Because the more we fight with it, the bigger it's going to get. At some point, we have to surrender.
You know, Elizabeth, those are very wise words. And I'm thinking here of my father, who had rheumatoid arthritis, landed on him about 6 weeks after a massive heart attack. And the last 12 years of it, he had his own business. He had to forcibly retire just abruptly. But he was miserable for a number of years. And he was, as a pharmacist, was looking for solutions. I don't recall that they ever offered him opioids. They did offer things like methotrexate. But here's the thing. I watched this man really learn grace under fire, so to speak. And you just reminded me of that. I mean, he could have sat there and done what a lot of people do. Why me? Sure he did enough of that. I mean, he was like, oh my God, his miserable body. But he also became more patient, more open to what was going on around him, you know, welcomed his new little grandsons into the world. We can make a choice on how we approach these things. And he made a clear choice to accept it and do what he could to move beyond it until it just, you know, overwhelmed his body physically. But there are some people who are angry and bitter and they hold it in, and that is holding tension in the body too, so it isn't just a spiritual or emotional component, it's a physical component as well.
Well, that's the other thing, is that spiritual and emotional pain journal over into physical pain, so it's this big, this big wrapped up, kind of tangled up web that we weave. And and one of the reasons that we bring ancestral clearing into the whole mix is because it helps us clear resentment. It helps us clear anger. It helps us clear addictive patterns. It helps us clear the hurts and wrongs that were done to us and our ancestors. And maybe they didn't know how to clear it, right? It helps us just release those.
What ancestral clearing is. I know people are like, what is this? How can I use it to help myself?
So ancestral clearing, if you just the concept is, we come into this world with the gifts and the challenges of our ancestors. So gifts are things like our strength, our ability, our resilience, our ability to get along in the world. And our challenges are things like having maybe a worry about money, or maybe getting angry easily when certain things happen. When you notice patterns in your family, and maybe you take that on too. Those things are ancestral. They have ancestral roots. So when we work with, say, when we work with someone in ancestral clearing, for me, I had a bad back. My low back was just in a lot of pain all the time. And the first thing that we did with me in terms of ancestral clearing was we cleared for times I and my ancestors. So it was just me and my ancestors, times we weren't supported, loved and nurtured the way we needed to be, times right. I was bullied. The first time that I heard, for all the bullies in your life, when I was given a clearing, I burst into tears because somebody finally recognized that I didn't even realize how many bullies there were in my life until somebody recognized that there were, and I released all that. Right. So we get seen and heard in ways that no other modality really sees and hears us. This is a supportive of all other healing modalities. This one is complementary. So it just comes in and gives another perspective on healing.
So. Okay. So let's just take a made up person, someone coming mm-hmm. in with a bad back. And how does an ancestral clearing session work with someone?
Well, we would ask what side of the back, where is it? Is it on the left or the right side? And is it bottom, middle, upper?
Okay.
And because all those, it's all very precise. It's all those all mean something. And we'd ask them what is the scale from 0 to 1 of intensity. We'd also ask them, when did it start? What happened just before that started? And the body itself, the body itself gives us the entry point. And in this case, it's a bad back. And let's just assume it's low lumbar spine. And maybe we'll say it's on the left, right? So that would be someone who is not, we would clear for someone who in the lineage where the women weren't supported. We would clear for that.
Okay.
We would say we would forgive for all the times the women in the lineage weren't supported the way they needed to be. Please help them all forgive each other. Help them all forgive themselves. Please and thank you. We call on a higher power to help us clear this stuff because we can't do this by ourselves. We've been carrying it for a long time, and our ancestors carried it for a long time. So we bring in higher power energy, and here Fallon's with us today. Help,
right?
We bring in higher power energy, which can clear anything and all everything, and it's really a listening skill. And I'd really like to work with a person on the call. I'd like to work with a live person and give them experience. Or we can just do a group clearing, which is fine.
Well, we're going to do a group clearing here at the end and kind of just – I think we were talking about a group clearing for being enough, which would be great. So a person – to me it sounds a lot like past life regression work, which I do. Also a process called soul progression clearing, which I do, which – kind of ties in the shamanic idea of it's a tough couple words, curse unraveling, which doesn't mean like mm-hmm. what a lot of people think of it as, but the whole idea of an ancestral connection going back, not that someone necessarily mm-hmm. laid a curse on your line, which does happen, but more what the expectations, what the mind body spirit experiences of our ancestors mm-hmm. it had and how that translates forward and even to, you know, modern issues like the MTHF gene MTHFR gene mutation, which they've discovered.
Which I have.
Which I have too. You have to inherit a strand from each parent. And discovered that in working with a functional medicine doctor. And then you look at that, and then you look at the mind-body-spirit connection from a process like ancestral clearing, and you're seeing that, you know, whole body perspective coming back into it. It's like, okay, these things happened to our ancestors. Maybe it's time for that tie to end or to be cleared or to be forgiven or to just move beyond it. So
yeah,
when someone is going through a session with this, what would be their blocks in letting go of it?
Oh, well, they actually, we need, so this is how we, they're kind of two components. One is my side of it, where I call in higher power energy, and we, oh, of course, we name it whoever the person that we're working with names it, right?
So you mean you as the ancestral clearing practitioner?
Practitioner, yeah. Whatever the client calls their higher power, we'll call that. Higher power doesn't really care what it's named, right?
Right.
It doesn't have an ego, right? So, but anyway, we do our part, and we ask the client to stay present to what the sensation that they're feeling around whatever the issue is in the moment. So this work is always done in the moment. Now that's
right.
Powerful because where does healing happen? It happens in the moment. It happens in the now. So we get the client present in the now. We get the practitioner present in the now. We bring in, and we've got higher power present in the now, and you've got some rock'em sock'em healing power there.
No kidding. We're going to be running into a break here, but quickly, do people have more than one session? How does that kind of work out?
Yes. Sure.
Yes, they do.
Sure.
All right, hang on. We'll be back with Elizabeth, and we're going to do a group clearing on what is enough. So hang on. We'll be right back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live with Elizabeth Kipp, an ancestral clearing practitioner. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth has so many skill sets, it would take an hour to explain them all. But it is awesome to have you with us today, Elizabeth. And we were talking about ancestral clearing so quick, and we're running out of time here, and I do want to give a couple of minutes at least to a clearing for the whole audience. So, but first, can you just summarize what people would want an ancestral clearing for so that people can get this concrete in their mind? Because it wouldn't be just a physical issue.
Certainly. Any we work on physical issues, and we work on any kind of limitation. Maybe there's an emotional block around around finances, or maybe you actually see a pattern around financial instability in your life, or maybe you're having an issue with a relationship. There's pretty much not any issue that ancestral clearing can't deal with, because all these things have a felt sensation in the body, and that's our entry point. It's a fascinating. Anybody really with any kind of issue in their life can come and have a session and be uplifted by it.
So people would start with a session. Do people buy packages? I mean, whatever works for them.
I have packages of 4, 8, and 12. And we have all those different.
So
you can find that on
my
website.
Work that out with them based on what their individual experience situation is. Okay. For our listeners today, you wanted to help them experience ancestral clearing by doing a group clearing. And we talked about a group clearing on what is enough. And I think it's awesome because a lot of us feel that we are not enough. And, that is a big one to overcome. And I think the world is getting noisier out there. So, Elizabeth, tell us what you'll be doing in these few minutes and how people can participate on their end. What do they need to do on their end?
Beautiful. This will work for everybody who's listening in this moment and everybody who's working on the replay. Who's listening to the replay, you get equal
right?
help. This is one of the beautiful things about this. All you really need to do is I'm going to give you a we're talking about where do we feel I'm not enough in the body. So say yourself, where do you feel that I'm not enough in the body? And I just want everyone to presence themselves wherever that sensation is and just kind of notice where it is and what the level of intensity is from 0 to 10. With 0 being none and 10 being the highest. And can I go ahead and do the prayer?
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say an ancestral clearing prayer. And as I do, I just want you to breathe and stay present with where this I'm not enough is in the body. So here we go. Infinite Creator, all that you are, we love you. Thank you for loving us. We humbly ask that you open, bless, expand, lead, guide, and direct us into your perfect light, love, and life in all ways, completely, now and forever. Please and thank you. For everyone on the call and all their relations, all their ancestors and all their relationships through all time, space, dimension, lives, lifetimes, and incarnations, for all hurts and wrongs, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual, and financial, through thought, word, or deed. Please help them all forgive their parents, grandparents, siblings, children, and grandchildren. Help them all forgive each other. Help them all forgive themselves. Please and thank you. Help them all forgive their lovers, lovers' lovers, spouses, spouses' lovers, and parents' lovers. Help them all forgive each other and forgive themselves. Please and thank you. Help them forgive their cousins, aunts, uncles, step-in-laws, hidden secret, adopted, and all other significant people, beings, family members, and relationships. Help them all forgive each other and themselves, please, and thank you. for all suicide, incest, murder, rape, abortion, infidelity, and miscarriage through thought, word, or deed. Please help them all to forgive their parents, grandparents, siblings, children, and grandparents. Grandchildren. Please help them all forgive themselves and each other, please, and thank you. For any time they were abandoned or abandoned others, physically or emotionally, for all times they weren't nurtured, loved, or supported the way they needed, and times they weren't able to love and support others. For any time anyone was inappropriate with them or they were inappropriate with others, for all times boundaries weren't honored, times they didn't honor others' boundaries, for all alcohol, drug, mental illness, and the effects it had on them, especially the children and the spouses, for all empathic hurts or wrongs and all they made it mean about themselves, life, love, and family. Please help them all forgive each other. Help them all forgive themselves. Please and thank you. Please and thank you. There you go.
Wow, powerful. Let everyone carry that into their personal lives. Send it out into the world.
Let everyone
exactly the kind of energy. Go ahead.
Take a breath in and take a breath in and let it out and just notice when you say when you go back to I'm not enough. Notice where you are. Is it where's your 0 to 10? Is it bigger, smaller, different? That's the kind of test that we do just to see where we
right.
are. And that's a general clearing. So people should really feel shifted from that.
That is awesome. And to carry that out into the world with them. You know,
yes.
Wow,
yes.
Powerful. So, Elizabeth, thank you for this.
You're welcome. I was just going to say, when we shift ourselves, our relationship shifts. Our family shift, right?
Exactly.
We can't help it because we're all connected.
Man, we should be doing that for countries, right?
Yes.
Starting at your family, going out into your neighborhood, going out into your city, in your counties, in your
Beautiful.
States, in your countries, mm-hmm. and wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that everyone
Beautiful.
Listening to this is grateful to you for your knowledge and experience. So, boy, tell us where you are right now in your life with all of this, because you know the opioid crisis personally. You know chronic pain personally, as do I. And we know that we had to fight for our health. We had to fight for our well-being. We had to take charge of it. And sometimes that can be taken away from us. Just, I think you and I were talking a couple weeks ago. I had a surgery and I had a little crick in my back and I was trying to get positioned, and promptly the anesthesiologist stuck in pain medication when I had specifically said, do not do that.
Yeah.
And it was like our choice is taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences of that to her were nothing. To me, it was a blinding headache all day when I didn't need to have that. And so for all of it.
Yes, and we forgive for that.
Right. Yeah, I'm still thinking about whether I want to do that or not. But the point is, in our daily lives, when things happen, we can see our choice being taken away from us by people who mean well, right, or are wanting to go about their day or whatever. And it happens on a daily basis. And our response to that is to learn to be more proactive for ourselves, and also to learn to forgive other people's mistakes, but also to grow into knowledge and self-empowerment. And I think one of the biggest things in the medical field is that people just surrender their power to the doctors.
Oh,
it's
they're
smarter than we are, so we do what they tell us. And that's not one of the things that I really appreciated about this surgeon that I worked with was, well, Robin, he said, so here's two things. One is you now qualify for cataract surgery. The question is, do you want it? Right? Putting the power right back in your hands. And if the medical profession
beautiful.
Did that in whatever situation, what is it you would like to do? Here are some options. Here are some other things. But this beautiful process that you offered people is a way for them to take charge on their own and to clear it out on a wider scale than we may have thought of before. So for that, we bless you for joining us today, Elizabeth. And please tell people how they can contact you.
Oh, please, yes. You can find me at elizabeth-kipp.com. That's elizabeth-kipp.com. I have a blog, and you can book a session with me, and you can find out. I've got an about page and press page and the whole thing. You can find out all about me at my website.
She has a website.
I offer a free 50-minute introductory session. It can be regarding chronic pain. I can take you through EFT tapping. I can take you through ancestral clearing. It really doesn't matter. It's kind of what you need. So you get a taste of what I do. That's complimentary. So you can book a complimentary session if you want to see what I'm up to.
Awesome. That is awesome. So I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us today. And I want to tell everyone, if you contact Elizabeth, please tell her you heard about her here. Share with others what you've learned here today. This is a tremendous healing that asks for nothing more than you taking charge. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, we want to bring in source energy.
You have to start from somewhere, and you have to start from you're taking charge of your situation and moving forward and really embracing what the universe has to offer us. So thank you so much for joining us. And take care.
Thank you for the opportunity, Robin. Take care.
I appreciate it. And so as we get ready to close out the show today, again, I want to thank Elizabeth Kipp for joining us. Please check her out at elizabeth-kipp.com. And really look at all of the opportunities that we have to move towards health. And on a slightly different subject, I am really thinking about that today because July 16th is the birthday of my soulmate dog, Murphy, who was born in 1998 and had tremendous health issues. And when I looked at her health issues, I realized, wow, they looked an awful lot like mine. And that's when I got angry, and that's when I started finding out what we could do to heal both of us. And as a result, here I am today, and Murphy lived a long, healthy life. And, you know, I'm grateful that more and more of us are being open to what is out there with healers like Elizabeth, with modalities like ancestral clearing, with the soul progression clearing, all of those things that we can tap into to help ourselves be the best that we can be. We are here in bodies to grow our souls, and growing our souls includes healthy mind, body, and spirit. So next week, we are pulling together a show that I'm calling What Is That About? Questions from listeners, questions from clients. Questions like, okay, Robin, you said everything is alive, so what the heck does a Lego do? Awesome, fun stuff. Also, astral projection, dreams, you know, and really I talk from my own experience. And so tune in, email a question if you have that, and we will go from there. And on July 30th, we are going to talk about practical intuition and real life with our animal families. I am passionate about learning to use our intuition and our healing abilities to support our animal families, but also to ask questions about what's really going on out there in the world in health-wise, what we can do to support them from spay-neuter to vaccinations to the food that they eat, to the decisions we make with our animal families. We'll be talking about my experience as an animal communicator and as a member of a multi-species family. So we have a lot coming up for you in the upcoming weeks. So join us every week here at 2 Pacific Time at ohmtimes.com. Again, my name is Robin Fritz. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist. I have an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. You can come in person. We can also work by Skype. Mediumship, animal communication, personal and business intuition, soul progression clearing, past life and between life regression, all to support you on your journey through life. It is an amazing world we share, and it gets better because we're all in it together. We recognize that, and we work to be healthy, mind, body, and spirit in our own bodies, in our families, and in our neighborhood. So as we close out today, close with a healing from the goddess I call Connie. Cross your hands over your heart and just breathe into the palms of your hands. And just feel energy going into your palms of your hands. And as you do that, then hold your palms in front of your mouth. And as you breathe into the palms, imagine that as healing energy. And just put that back again. Cross your hands on your heart and tell yourself how much you love yourself, how much you're bringing energy, healthy, positive energy to clear out all of the cares of the day that have weighed you down, to fill you up with healthy energy, to help you be the best that you can be in the world. Thank you for joining us today. Please email me at my website if you'd like one of my services, or if you have questions or comments that you'd like me to cover on an upcoming show. That's Robin at robinfritz.com. Thank you for joining us, and take care. Goodbye.